Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too? And let's crack on with today's first story, which comes from Nara Bayam, who says, I'm tired of my boyfriend making me feel guilty about my privileges. I, female 26, have been dating my boyfriend, male 28, for about 6 months. We met through a hikers group and we really hit it off from there. Turns out we have some mutual friends, and so we as a big group would get together and do weekend hikes and camping trips often. Hiking and camping is something that I started around a year ago. I was not an outdoors person, but it's kinda nice just to be out in nature, and I'm glad I have a new hobby. I still think that I'm more of a city girl. I like going out with my girlfriends and I like trying new restaurants. My boyfriend has been hiking and camping practically since he was a child. It kinda is his one thing that he loves above all else. I then discovered that this is basically all he does. He really doesn't have any other hobby besides just hiking and camping. He's got a job working for a big outdoor retailer. The money is shit, but he enjoys it. I have my own apartment and I have my own routine. He has roommates that he lives with. He will help me clean around the place when he's here. I'm never over at his place because it's a mess. It bothers me that he's over so often because I want my own space too. When I brought it up that he shouldn't spend the night every night with me, he was so upset and I basically have to sit down and explain that I just want my own damn space too. He's also upset at my spending habit. He thinks that I spend too much money on useless things like expensive groceries, my yoga, Pilates membership, my nails, my hair, etc. But I don't see the big deal. It's my money, so I can use it how I want to. Even when we go out to eat, I've never once asked him to pay because I know that I have expensive taste and he can't afford it. I'm graduating this month and I'll be starting a job at a Big Four accounting firm. My parents are so proud and I'm proud of myself too. They got me a vacation and they gave me first class tickets as my graduation gift. They didn't get my boyfriend a ticket. When my boyfriend found out, he kept ranting about what a waste of money it was and how that money could be used to feed people or help less fortunate people. I was upset. It was a gift from my parents and they can afford it. I know I'm fortunate, but I still shouldn't be made to feel guilty about the nice things I have. So you've only been together for 6 months and now he's saying that you spend too much money on useless things, as he says. Like expensive groceries, yoga, Pilates membership, your nails and hair, etc. And I just can't get my head around that this is 6 months in. Not that he has any right to tell you how to use your money anyway, but 6 months in, he's trying to do this. I can't see a relationship like that working. If someone came up to me and said, like this post, that I was spending money on useless things, that would instantly make me suspicious or feel uneasy, something that I wouldn't be able to shake off easily. And maybe that's a me thing, but it would certainly give me doubts about the compatibility with that person. But Item Quiet says he sounds jealous. My girlfriend is very wealthy, and when she tells me she bought this or bought that, I tell her they sound cool. Maybe I'll save up and buy one. I wish I had one, but I don't throw a fit just because she's grown up with rich and wealthy parents and I didn't. Nostromo says, three things can happen. One, we can be happy for each other. Two, you can not like what I spend my money on and break up with me. Three, you can not like what I spend my money on and I will break up with you for whining and complaining. I'm already happy for you. Which one do you choose? Complete Hold says, this is a boyfriend you've been with for 6 months. I've had respiratory infections that have lasted longer than that. He doesn't get a say in how you spend your money or your time. He's using you to elevate himself. Stand your ground, or better yet, break up with him. You are not responsible for his decisions and choices, yet it seems like after only 6 months, he's implying you are by challenging how you utilize the resource at your disposal. International Oil says you two aren't equally yoked. He wants you to settle for the lifestyle he can afford rather than working to allow you to maintain your lifestyle if you are together. This is going to continue to be an issue. You all don't even live together yet. Can you imagine living with a man who is messy and doesn't clean behind himself? But we'll tell you that hiring a cleaning service is excess. Yoga and Pilates are not extravagances. And one more comment from facultative friend who says, I dated someone for years that was incredibly wealthy while I come from nothing. The first 2 years were hard for me mentally, but I had to get over things. Meeting this person's parents and having them drop more than $3,000 on one dinner gave me a panic attack, as I wasn't sure I'd have enough money to finish the undergrad while they spent so frivolously, in my opinion. I understand where his feelings are coming from, but those are things he'd just have to get over at some point. I'm genuinely curious what standard of living or spending on non-essentials he finds inappropriate. Living with multiple roommates at almost 30 is something I would never wish on anyone. ETA is not necessarily jealousy for people who prioritize utility of spending. It's that we cannot fathom having extra and it seems reckless to spend on non-essential or non-utility items. We can see the numbers work out, but it goes against everything we've had to program ourselves to think to make it through tough times. I had to see a therapist because my brain was stuck in survival mode. People in my life know to buy me gifts that are utility based. For instance, I really want a pickaxe and hiking socks for work this holiday season. Press on nails doesn't compute to my brain, but that's my issue I just have to get over. It also sounds like your boyfriend could get a different job though to be more comfortable. So then of course OP did update the post, which says edits. Wow, this post really blew up, so I have a few updates. One, I do pay for my own expenses and my own apartment. I do have a full-time job on top of school. My parents did pay for my tuitions, however. Two, while my parents are well off, but they are never first-class tickets people on the regular well off. This was a huge gift from them for my MBA. Three, I told my boyfriend that if he wanted to find a different path, I would help him find a counselor and looking for enrolling at a community college. I even offered to help him because I do care about him and I want a better future for him. He said, and I quote, you're going to work for the man and you're trying to change me into one of them. So he is now my ex-boyfriend. I see now that we are not compatible. Four, thank you everyone so much for your support. I got a few laughs out of some. Shout out to the guy who warned me about the busy season. It's going to be hell, but at least they gave me a signing bonus. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Could you have seen it ending in any other way? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. Let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from Throwaway Boyfriend and Sister and does come with an update as well, titled, Am I the Arsehole for Asking My Boyfriend to Stop Sharing Everything with My Sister? Hi, I'm 24 female and have been dating my boyfriend, 26 male, for 5 years now. We grew up together as neighbors and were friends for a couple of years before dating. I love him so much and I want to marry him. His family is great and I adore them all. And he's great with my family too. He also formed a great relationship with my sister, 21 female. The issue is that I think their bond is too close. My boyfriend and I live together, but he spends a lot of time with her. Albeit I am sort of busy. I'm currently in grad school for engineering, so I have to go to my classes. My boyfriend works full time. My sister is currently taking a gap year, but that 1 year has extended from when she was 18. She comes over when I'm in seminars / classes. They have tons of inside jokes and share the same sense of humor and taste in movies. It makes me feel left out, but when I try to include myself, they both stop being so enthusiastic and act like it's super awkward to have me there. My sister and I were close growing up, but started drifting when I went to uni. When my boyfriend isn't there and I talk to her, she becomes kind of cold and sometimes says rude things. Once she told me to my face that I'm not good enough for him and that he deserves better, which made me cry for a couple of days. He also gets her gifts for the most random achievements, like he got her a present for making it through the week, even though she doesn't do anything. She isn't currently working or trying to pursue a hobby or interest, she's just taking it easy. Her own words. Don't get me wrong. I'm glad my boyfriend and my sister are friends, but my major problem is that my boyfriend tells her everything. literally everything. He tells her things he doesn't tell me and talks to her about me and our relationship. She knows all our issues and good parts to a level of detail that I wouldn't even tell my closest friends or parents. Even she knows the grades I got on my midterm/finals and what I think about my manager. I work part-time to contribute to our apartment, but I also get paid for my research, which goes towards our needs as well, which I feel is unnecessary for her to know since I didn't tell her myself. I asked him to step back a bit and stop telling her things about me and our relationship, but he was shocked and told me that I'm an asshole for even requesting it. Now I feel guilty. So, am I the asshole? But a deleted user says not the asshole. He needs a reminder about personal boundaries, about relationship information. That goes out the window if you've ever disclosed personal things about him to anyone else. As for your sister, she is obviously trying to break you up. You need to cowgirl up and tell her she's not welcome in your home. Period. I don't think she wants your boyfriend, but I do think she doesn't want you to have him either. Sister shit, right? Be ready to lose him. This is about respect, not family. Respect goes both ways. Good luck to you, and cheers. Scathe says, not the arsehole. I dare say it has gone beyond emotional to physical affair. Frankly, the fact that they treat you coldly tells me that plus the length. It does sound like he is using you. Frankly, if your parents are still alive, I would talk to them about it. But I would tell my sister that she will lose you, period, and tell her that her cheating with your boyfriend is a hard boundary, and that includes an emotional affair. If it turns out they are cheating, blow it up and shame her and him. Put it on social media that these two are people not to be trusted, and then ghost them. Frankly, kick the boyfriend out and also cut your sister off. Or you too says not the asshole. You may want to look at this a little closer, as it seems your boyfriend and sister have something going on that you may not know about. I can understand being close to your significant other siblings, but this is a little much. The fact that she would tell you that you don't deserve him is her way of saying that she wants him for herself and you are in her way. Especially when he is telling her everything about your relationship with him. Sounds to me like he is currently using you and having at minimum an emotional relationship with her. The fact that they both act differently when you are both around them is telling. There is no reason for someone to act differently if nothing is going on. They're hiding something from you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Breakfast Burrito says not the arsehole. He is practically dating your sister. You're being left out. He thinks that you are the arsehole because you feel like he doesn't down much time with you. I would leave him because I would feel like he is hiding something. Also, did your sister know him before her extra gap year? If they were this friendly in her first year, there would be a huge reason to take more to talk with your boyfriend. And one more comment from Brain Freeze, who says not the arsehole. I don't blame you for being upset that your boyfriend has a closer intimate relationship with your sister than he does with you. You should be the one he tells everything to, and the fact that your sister is filling that role is just suspect as hell. It's not normal that they treat you as an outsider, and frankly, I wouldn't be surprised if they've been physically intimate as well. So first, OP came back to edit the post and said, "Holy crap, this blew up. Thank you all for your responses and advice. You've literally made me reconsider everything that I thought I knew. The consensus is that there is something shady going on with my boyfriend and sister, which just makes me want to vomit. I'm now reading into every interaction and conversation, and I feel so naive for not noticing the red flags. I'm going to take your guys' suggestions and set up some nanny cams in my apartment. Either way, it'd be good security. If nothing happens, then it'd be reassuring. If something does happen, well, I'll deal with that after." I'm going to drive to the store right now to pick up the cameras. I'll try and update soon, hopefully with positive news. Next edit. Hi everyone, I have an update. For some reason I can't figure out how to post an actual update and get mod approval and all that, so if you guys know how, please educate me. I'm sorry, I should be smarter than this, but I'm a bit out of it right now. If I don't end up figuring out, I'll just update on this post, but I'd like to make one of those cool update posts if possible. Thanks everyone again for your advice and support. Then OP does come in with a full update. Hi guys. Okay, so I know a lot of you are wanting an update. Unfortunately, the mods denied it, but I think I'm allowed to post here in the comments. Also, yes, I lost access to my account, which is why I have a new one. But I'll explain that afterwards. Here's what happened. Hi everyone, I have an update. Unfortunately, it's a bad one, but fortunately, I didn't have to wait very long to get it. So the last update I posted before I went to get some nanny cams, I set up the cams in a hidden spot in our bedroom and living room area in our apartment. Today happens to be my birthday. Yay for 25. And D, my close friend, 25 female, wanted to take me for a day trip yesterday. My boyfriend agreed and said we'd do something the next day on my birthday. I told him I'd be out from 8 a.m. and I'd be home by 8 or 9 p.m. after D and I finished dinner. D took me out, but she noticed I was feeling a bit off. I was still thinking about the overwhelming number of responses telling me that something shady was going on. I ended up spilling everything while we were eating lunch. D was outraged on my behalf and agreed that something was off. She asked if I wanted to cut our day short and drop back home to see if anything was happening, and convinced me by saying that it's better to find out today than tomorrow. Yes, I realized we could have just checked the nanny cams, but for some reason we forgot about them in the moment. I'm kind of glad I didn't check, because I would have started ugly crying in public. I'm guessing most of you know what happened. It's so predictable, I'm kicking myself afterwards for not realizing. I drove back home around 4 p.m. I caught them literally in the act. Why were they doing it at 4 p.m? I don't even know. I just kind of stood there with my arms folded, and I hope with a badass resting bitch face on. Although maybe it was just more a try not to cry face. My boyfriend gave me a whole it was an accident spiel. I just ignored him and started packing my things. Thank God our lease was up for renewal within the month. He begged me and eventually yelled at me for packing up. The funny thing is, I bought most of the furniture and supplies, so me being slightly petty, packed as much as I could. He helped me and we loaded everything up in the car. We left some stuff that couldn't fit, but I'll go back for that later. The whole time, my sister was sitting stoically wrapped in a robe on my couch. My poor couch. We went back to Dee's house and I had a breakdown. Dee, the angel that she is, provided me with ice cream and fuzzy blankets. My boyfriend spammed me with calls and texts ranging from, "I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you. It was only one time," to, "This wasn't my fault, you should have been home more." Predictable. We decided to check the recordings and lo and behold, it was definitely not just once. I'm really sad that the sister who used to bake cupcakes and do karaoke with me could betray me this badly. My boyfriend, well, he was my first, and in hindsight, he didn't really contribute much anyways. I spent yesterday kind of rotating through being devastated, angry, and self-righteous, but today Dee pampered me all day, so it wasn't so bad. Thanks for everyone's support, and I hope that everyone has a good day. So after I wrote this all up and sent it to the mods, I went back to enjoying the rest of my birthday, and D kept me distracted. I left my laptop, it's an old slow laptop, and when I upgraded, I still kept it at my apartment. Turns out I had my email and stuff still signed in. My now ex-boyfriend messed with it, and I lost access to my emails and the original throwaway Reddit account. But I did send what I had written to myself beforehand, so that's why I can update here. I'm not sure if you guys will be able to see this, but I hope you can. Edit. Also forgot to add, I wrote up the actual update portion 2 days ago. Lol, it's not my birthday anymore, but yeah, hopefully that puts it in context. Currently I've been staying with my friend and I've blocked both my ex-boyfriend and my ex-sister. To be honest, it's a huge weight off my back, and I know this won't affect me forever. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Let's move on to another story. And someone on Twitter suggested this story from the Today I Messed Up subreddit from the Party Wagon, who says, "Today I messed up by exploding grandma's glass shower door into a million pieces." Alright, so this actually happened today, 4 hours ago. I've been staying with my in-laws for the holidays and they've been such great hosts. dinners, drinks, movies, games, the whole Christmas nine yards. My wife's grandma lives on the property in a little guest house, and she's able to come and go as she pleases while still having her own space. It's great. I've been trying to help with things and be of as much assistance as I can, but there hasn't been anything significant I can contribute, other than driving both of their daughters home for the holidays through 12 hours of traffic and snowstorms. So on to the fuck up. Grandma came over and let us know her shower door was jammed and fell off the track. Perfect opportunity. I'm the guy who can fix things, has tools, and the mechanical aptitude to work things. I jumped on the opportunity to fix the door and be the guy who saved Grandma's day. I walk next door and the glass door won't slide. Jammed up pretty good. The rollers at the top of the door were out of the track and the door just needed to be lifted about half an inch to drop the rollers back into place. I grab the door, go to lift, and the whole thing explodes. Literally explodes everywhere. Glass in my hair, shower full of tempered glass, and I'm barefoot standing in an inch of glass. No idea what happened, no clue why it broke. I didn't even have the glass door lifted off the floor frame before it exploded. The other grandma was on her way over, so I ended up spending an hour in the bathroom, cleaning up the glass. Cleaned the whole floor, picking glass out of every nook and cranny, out of my hair, out of my clothing, etc. Unfortunately, the moment I was waiting for backfired spectacularly, and now grandma can't use her shower. My wife's uncle is a contractor, and he said it will be somewhere between $400 to $1,000. Fuck. Merry Christmas, grandma. You got a new shower door. Now, I'm not laughing at the point that, you know, you almost got glass in your eye or cut your feet to pieces or anything like that. It was the vivid image you gave of you waiting for that opportunity to sort of like almost be the hero of the day to try and, you know, give something back to this family. So the moment came and you was excited. You're straight across there. And as soon as you picked this door up, it exploded. But I gotta say, I do wonder how much of that is actually your fault, because glass like that is usually quite hard to break, and it usually only breaks if there's already something wrong with it, like a little crack or something where it maybe have already come out of the runners and hit the floor or whatever happened to it. But I would have loved an update to see how the rest of the family reacted to that and if they're blaming OP, because OP shouldn't really be blamed because it's probably already broken. But hey, what do you guys make of this one? And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support, and time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so much for being involved. And hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.